We continue our reading of the book of Romans. Today we come to chapter 5 and we'll read verses 1 to 11. You'll find it in your pew Bibles on page 1198. Now Paul's wrapping up the great teaching on justification in the book of Romans. And in chapter 3 he argued justification through faith alone by the necessity of it. There was no other way for us to be justified. By the works of the law, no one will be justified, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And in chapter 4, he then proves it from the biblical experience of Abraham and David. The Bible describes their salvation as they were justified through faith alone, trusting in Christ who was yet to come. Now in chapter 5, he's going to work out some of the implications, and there's some great statements here. These are the kind of verses that we do wise to commit to memory. Verse 1, since we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We could meditate on that all day, and it would be edifying. What does it mean to be justified? That there's no issue between you and God. You have peace with Him. You're right with Him. People say, well, you get right with the Lord. That's what it's talking about. Through faith in Christ, you are right with the Lord. You have been justified and have peace. And that doesn't mean you're not going to have hardship, as he goes on. But you'll be blessed by those hardships. It'll produce character, endurance, and that will give you a hope that will not fade. Well, how can it be that someone like me would be justified? Well, he makes a great statement in verse 6, because Christ died for the ungodly. Someone says, you know, I'm an ungodly person, eligible to be justified through faith in Christ because Christ died for someone like you. Because you're ungodly. And he makes a wonderful statement. Here's one we all should know. That God shows his love for us. This is his love. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We didn't merit it. We were his enemies. And Christ died for us. And then he wraps it up saying, now if that's how we were saved when we were his enemies, now that we're his beloved children, we're really going to be saved. And so it doesn't stop there. It goes forward from there. We can be sure of his grace and mercy now that we are right with the Lord and have peace through faith in Jesus. Well, these things being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more will we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.